Here you are on the harbour of Le Brusc, one of the picturesque districts of Seyfort-les-Plages, which has its own story to tell. Few are those who do not succumb to Le Brusque's charm. The Provençal word brusque means heather. In fishing ports, bundles of branches or stumps of heather were typically piled up near to the haulage quays. They were burnt to dissolve and scrub away the varnish on the fishing boat's hulls, giving rise to the term brusquer, meaning to rush. When you arrive at the port on your right, you will find the fisherman's quarter, the Quai de la Prudhomie. The port of Le Brusque is situated at the back of the bay, separated from deep sea by the Brusque Lagoon and the Ombier Archipelago. You will find that this vast natural harbour, protected by the islands, provides a mooring all along the Quai Saint-Pierre for lots of colourful little boats designed for shallow water use, which have been in existence since ancient times. It's wonderful to find that these traditional little boats, called pointu, meaning pointy, still retain their elegance and refinement. If you look further out into the bay, in the direction of the island of Grand Gaou, you can see pieux, posts, the remains of ancient mussel beds. It's also an old madrag, or tunny net, a place where tuna was fished with a special net. But above all, this is the place where they say another kind of net was developed, the gongi. Here is what a historian from Seyfort says. The gongi was invented by the fishermen of Brusque in 1580. But this method of fishing was so successful that the consuls of Toulon went before the court of auditors and were able to get it banned.
For those who want to go beyond the shore, a fisherman might offer to take you out to sea. On board his little boat, you will be able to find out how he places the net on the rocky ocean bed, and you will no doubt be able to bring back some lively scorpion fish, rouquier, a type of wrasse, and maybe even conger and moray eels, all excellent ingredients for the local fish soup called bouillabaisse. The return of the fishermen into this port is a time for shouting, laughter, and the telling of tall stories about the catch. You will know all there is to know about longline fishing, fillets, pots for crabs, etc., and gongi, the fine net within a metal frame, which is called a rake because it rakes the seabed. Capsicier was also renowned among sailors because it was so difficult to pass in bad weather. How many times did they have to put into Brusque because they lacked engine power, relying only on their sails and oars, fighting the violence of the Mistral or the wind from the east? Finally, Le Brusque is an important site in the history of diving. Jacques-Yves Cousteau, well known in France as Captain Cousteau, often used Le Brusque as the location for his documentaries. Indeed, the first documentary on underwater hunting was filmed off the islands of Ombier in 1942. Don't miss the Festival of Saint-Pierre, which is celebrated the first Sunday in July. It is in honor of Saint-Pierre, the patron saint of fishermen, as well as of those who have been lost at sea.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.